This is the Trekking Report, produced by Trekking Topics Today. I am your host, Tony Vallejo. The Trekking Report is uploaded weekly to your favorite podcast channel or on YouTube at youtube.com/Trekking Topics Today and provides current headlines and news, as well as stories you may not have heard related to the trekking industry. Please consider supporting the channel by subscribing. And if you are on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Let's begin today's show. Today is Thursday, October 15th, 2020. Our topic today, should teenagers drive interstate? While 18, 19, and 20-year-olds can currently operate under a commercial driver's license within a state, federal regulations prevent truck drivers under the age of 21 to drive across state lines. That would change with the Drive Safe Act. This act was formerly known as the Developing Responsible Individuals for a Vibrant Economy Act. The act is in response to the driver shortage, which is a debate in and of itself, by the way, with supporters hoping this will increase the number of potential employees and put more trucks on the road. Let's break down what the act actually says about drivers under 21 operating commercially between states and the pros and cons. First, let's talk about what the Drive Safe Act actually says. The act would mandate that drivers with their commercial driver's license younger than 21 could drive interstate as an apprentice. They must complete 120 hours of on-duty time, and at least 80 of those hours must be driving time in a commercial motor vehicle. Now, allow me to interject a bit of context here. When I was in CDL school, I may have squeezed out 50 hours of drive time, and I went to a top-rated CDL school. Question: how many hours of actual drive time did you have at your CDL school? So, after these apprentices complete 120 hours, they must then complete 280 hours of on-duty time, with at least 160 hours of that time being driving time in a commercial motor vehicle in the second probationary period. For both of these periods, the apprentice driver must have an experienced driver in the cab. Throughout both the 120 and 280 hour probationary periods, apprentices have to meet 13 benchmarks. The first 120 hour probationary period requires apprentices to meet these following benchmarks. Number one, interstate, city traffic, rural two-lane, and evening driving. Number two, safety awareness. Number three, speed and space management. Number four, lane control. Number five, mirror scanning. Number six, right and left turns. And number seven, logging and complying with rules relating to hours of service. The second 280 hour probationary period requires apprentices to complete the following benchmarks. Number one, backing and maneuvering in close quarters. Number two, pre-trip inspections. Number three, fueling procedures. Number four, weighing loads, weight distribution, and sliding tandems. Number five, coupling and uncoupling procedures. And number six, trip planning, truck routes, map reading, navigation, and permits. Now, the definition of an experienced driver is defined as someone older than 21 who has held a CDL for the last 2 years, has had no preventable accidents reportable to the Department of Transportation, or pointed moving violations during the one-year period ending, and has at least 2 years of experience driving a commercial motor vehicle in interstate commerce. An apprentice may not drive without an experienced driver for either of the probationary periods. Question: how do you feel, as an experienced driver, training these young drivers in the apprentice program? Mm-hmm. So let's consider some of the pros and cons, with the first being why the act should pass. Young drivers are already on the road in every state you drive in. All 48 contiguous states allow 18-year-olds to obtain a CDL and drive within the state. Alaska has an age limit of 19 years old, and Hawaii is the only state requiring individuals turn 21 before they can obtain their CDL. So, to think the Drive Safe Act would prevent younger drivers from obtaining their CDL is technically not true. They can still obtain their CDL, but they are less desirable hire than someone who is 21 or older and who can drive across state lines. In referencing the American Transportation Research Institute's, or ATRI, predicting truck crash involvement on their 2018 update, drivers aged 20 to 24 have below average convictions for failing to obey traffic signs, improper lane change violations, improper turn violations, and fall below average for disqualified driver violations. One of the most important conclusions from the ATRI's report is that age did not have a statistically significant relationship with events that had the largest impact on future crash risk, which is reckless driving violations, which was 114% increase, and failure to yield right-of-way violations, 101% increase. ATRI's research on truck crash involvement does not support the conclusion that younger drivers would drive recklessly and fail to yield, increasing likelihood of crashes. Question: what are your thoughts on this information? We'll be right back. Now, let's consider why the act should fail. The main reason for the Drive Safe Act is to increase the candidate pool for the trucking industry. However, the driver shortage is not all that it seems. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics recently did an in-depth analysis of trucking employment and concluded that there is no shortage of drivers. In fact, driver retention doesn't even seem to be a problem for the industry, and migration to other occupations is comparable to other fields. The Drive Safe Act is in response to the so-called driver shortage, but without a real shortage, one has to ask if perhaps this act is unnecessary. Question: do you believe there is a driver shortage? An analysis done by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, published in 2017, looked at crash data from 944 drivers of large trucks. They found that years of experience matter. For drivers of large trucks, having fewer than 5 years of experience increases the likelihood of the truck driver being in the critical reason behind the crash by 17% when compared to truck drivers with 5 or more years of experience. An 18-year-old driver cannot have 5 years of large truck driving experience. Data on fatal crash involvement from the National Highway Safety Administration, which looks at all drivers rather than just truck drivers, consistently shows that younger drivers are more likely to be involved in fatal crashes. The National Highway Safety Administration reports that for 2017, the involvement rate for drivers in fatal crashes was highest for the 16 to 20 age group, with a rate of 35.59%, followed by the 21 to 24 age group, which had a rate of 34.87%. When looking at data from 2017 for all types of crashes, the involvement rate for those in the 16 to 20 age group was again highest at 0.83%. followed by 21 to 24 at 0.7%. Looking at all reports available online from the NHSA, the involvement rate for the drivers in fatal crashes is highest for the 16 to 20 age group in all years starting in 2010, except for 2013, when it is virtually identical to the involvement rate for the 20 to 24 age group, 32% for 16 to 20 versus 32.21% for 20 to 24. According to the ATRI's Predicting Truck Crash Involvement, their 2018 update, drivers between the age of 20 to 24 have the highest conviction rate of any age group with just over 13%, compared to the industry average of just over 9%. Drivers with convictions are 43% more likely to be in a crash when compared to others. Drivers in this age group are also more likely to have convictions for speeding when compared to other age groups. This age group also has the most convictions for driving too fast for conditions, according to the Predicting Truck Crash Involvement 2018 update. Let's condense this information. The question is whether drivers under the age of 21 are more dangerous or likely to be involved in crashes. The American Transport Research Institute says no, whereby the Federal Motor Safety Council and National Highway Safety Administration say yes. Question, what do you say? So here are some key findings. Drivers between the age of 20 to 24 have the highest conviction rate of any age group. Drivers with convictions are 43% more likely to be in a crash. Having fewer than 5 years of experience increases the likelihood of the truck driver being the critical reason behind crashes by 17%. For 2017, the involvement rate for drivers in fatal crashes was highest for the 16 to 20 age group. In conclusion, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is open to the idea of drivers operating between states under the age of 21. They have started a pilot program for qualified military members and veterans called Under 21 Military CDL Pilot Program, designed to increase the number of commercial drivers on the road. Regardless of whether or not the Drive Safe Act passes, drivers under the age of 21 may still be driving commercially across state lines. The Drive Safe Act would require substantial training for drivers under the age of 21 to operate across state lines, but it is not supported by all trucking and safety organizations. In terms of safety, research conflicts on whether younger truck drivers are more dangerous than older ones, but the overall image seems to be that experience and older drivers, especially those older than 25, are safer drivers with lower crash rates. There's also the fact that the Drive Safe Act was created in response to a driver shortage that doesn't exist. Regardless, commercial truck drivers under 21 are already on the roads, operating within state lines, and more will soon be on the road with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration program, investigating the impact of allowing certain members of the military to drive commercial vehicles across state lines. We'll let you take in all of the above considerations and make your own decision. And be sure to let us know what your thoughts are. You can contact us at news@truckingtopicstoday.com. All sources and articles in the show are referenced in the show notes below. Again, please consider supporting the channel by subscribing, and if on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. Thank you for joining me today. I am your host, Tony Vallejo. See you next week.